crowd the older northern one, come to hear my call and greet me as your civil.
Into the abyss we will all end, till we will take our place, what we deserve. Our minds are our cards.
just nothing here for us.
As the role played by traditional culture has slowly receded within society, the void left behind by its absence in our lives has been filled by materialism, replacing the significance it held in determining our worldview and lifestyle. Television and consumerism now hold sway over the minds and lives of people. The loss of self-identity not only affects the mindset of individuals, but the collective outlook also. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the TV, aka Idiot Box, promotes the delirious modern dogma that, whilst creating a pretty picture on the screen, in fact subverts people's conceptions of reality and destroys human character. Television distracts us from the world around and within us, and much like a drug, damages our sensual attachment to external reality.
Thank you. Thank you.
modern media revolves around an obsession with the most triflingly insignificant things, like what color underwear Britney Spears is wearing, or how many men Paris Hilton has done in one day, or the latest prices of junk accessory, and so on and on. From an obvious viewpoint, all this commercial rubbish doesn't offer much in the way of tangible use. But from a more elusive point of view, these things offer equally little in the way of spiritual value. In terms of this latter consideration, everything modern media has to offer pales in comparison to the transcendent genius of great art. The human mind possesses creative capacities to think, perceive, and build in an almost infinite number of ways. Yet our modern obsession with the excessively trivial is perpetuated by the media, damages our ability to utilize our minds to their furthest extents. Your mind has a mystical dark side with which you can explore and envisage many great things. By using it, it is possible to discover what in life is real and truly of value. But all you can do is come up with how much more you can idolize your own base indulgence and whims of moronic celebrities.
Thank you.
We live in a world where people's perceptions of the real world are controlled by television. It has implanted itself into the minds of millions, making it one of the biggest collaborators in our world's steady decline. The TV is always there, and everyone feels bored, depressed, or needs to relax after a hard day of destructive work. TV would be there like a benevolent friend telling you pleasant lies. When one is devoid of any conviction or hopes, the TV is there to distract you from the search for meaning with mindless indulgences. The TV is always there, like a drug, it is used as a miserable surrogate for the sensation of reality and being alive. The TV and pop lifestyle essentially deadens people's aspirations with its mindless dogmas and decrepit values and dumbs down their mental capacities. My advice is simple, throw away your TV and read a good book instead. There's more to life than the mundanity and pettiness perpetuated by the insane world of television.
You're fitting every rose and flower.
In darkness my soul will wander free. In darkness my soul will wander free. In darkness my soul will wander free.
Until we will stand the night.